Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1653 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Robert E. Gibson, and it is, "A Christian is a keyhole through which other folks see God." So today's nugget of wisdom is, the keyhole to God. Do others see God in you? There is no way that we as fallen humans can do justice to God's magnificence, but does your life show a tiny glimpse of God? After all, we are created to be God's imagers. We are to show forth His attributes and character traits. I know most of the time we are a poor reflection on who God really is, but your life should show enough light that others can see God through you. Think about a time when you were a child, or maybe even as an adult, where you looked through a keyhole to get a tiny view of what lies beyond the closed door. If the next room did not have a light shining in it, you would see nothing. If there were an obstacle blocking the keyhole, you would not be able to see into the next room. Yes, your perspective would be governed by the small part of the room that you could actually see. And so it is with us. If others are looking through the keyhole which represented by our lives, they should know the radiance of God through us. Let the light of God shine for all to see through the keyhole which is your life. And our passage for today will be 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 through 13. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,652 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. As we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.